is Primetime Sports, WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees. And John Dinkins here, joined by Brian Barrett, who has found himself in a place he hasn't been in a long time, tied for first. Yeah, he'll tell you more about that later. Rod Edwards in last place, but only one game out. No, I'm giving the report. I'm sorry.
People may not even know what you're talking about.
Pigskin picks. If they listen to this show, they know what we're talking about. They do.
Well, you're taking for granted they're listening to the show.
Well, yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Clark Blair also here with us, and our stat man, who's done another fine job of giving us some information. And we are here to talk about some football. We're going to add a few things tonight because everybody is playing now. I mean, and the Titans are fixing to jump in the fray as well with the game with Oakland on Sunday. And so we'll be talking a little bit about that. And we'll be talking about, of course, what we always talk about, high school football, and Steve Luker not in the house right now.
Which means we could have
some baseball talk.
Baseball update.
Oh, we've got a Cincinnati Red, a St. Louis Cardinal, and an Atlanta Brave.
Well, and if he's not here or doesn't show for some reason, there will be someone in the cellar of Pigskin Picks because I don't have his picks. So.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah. I wonder if he's listening. Steve Luker, are you listening?
He's running through the red light.
Yeah, if you don't have him, that's 9 games back. You know that?
No, gosh, the commissioner has spoken.
Come out swinging.
I mean, wow. You got to come play.
You get the taste.
You'll see the real commissioner come out in him now that he's like in first place. You know, you'll start seeing some decisions made that might appear a little iffy. But you know, anyway, I'm just saying.
I tried to, you know, make Clark the outright number one guy.
Did he refuse?
He did refuse because he, you know, admitted that he picked someone that I had incorrectly put on the stat sheet. So, I knew he had picked one differently from us, but I couldn't remember which one it was.
And you mean
it
wasn't pointed out there? Something wrong you did? Who would do that? That's terrible.
Oh, it's the educator in him, I guess.
Karma will get you. If I try to get a lead illegally, it'll bite me later.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been one game up.
Oh, he did it to himself.
Yeah. To himself.
Oh, I think he ought to get some
kind of... I even went back and listened to the podcast to make sure I didn't pick who I thought I picked.
So he should get some kind of morality award.
Yes. He's humanitarian of the week.
Our TOA humanitarian of the week. Got to get TOA. Got to get a sponsor for that.
Right.
You know? Well, Clark, I'm proud of you, son. That's good. That's good. Well, Clark, he's that kind of guy. Luker, not so much, but Clark is.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, Steve never would have mentioned it.
Well, he wouldn't remember what he picked.
Well, that's true, too.
You know. Hey, you got some words about our good friends over at Ideas Tees. A big time of year for them.
Well, most certainly is. Raider Tees, they are hopping right now with all of the Blue Raider merchandise that you could shake a stick at. They had a big sale leading up to last week's home opener with Vanderbilt, and they still have everything that you can imagine, blue and white. Nike gear, they've got some brand new Nike gear in if you haven't been by there in the last few weeks. Some new tees and sweats and quarter zips and whatever you can think of, they've got it with the MT logo on it. And some great gift ideas. I know Christmas is a little ways away, but want to keep that in mind down the road. Anything you need for your tailgate. And the thing about football tailgating is you might start out and it's nice and warm, and then it gets cold by the end. But those blankets and jackets and things of that nature will come in very handy here real soon. So stop on in and visit with our friends at Raider Tees. Plus, they're the official TSSAA merchandise source as well, and are at all the championship events. Got golf coming up here in just a few weeks, unbelievably, and volleyball and football around the corner. So stop in and visit with them. They can help with any screen printing and embroidery needs that you might have. 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off a broad street right beside Chewy's restaurant.
All right, thank you, Brian. Clark, you know the difference between your notes and Rod's notes?
Legibility.
Yes. Very good, Brian. You get a point.
Thank you.
That's part of our humanitarian award survey this week. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more. We're going to may get to talk a little baseball, at least till Luker gets here. You know, how about it, fellas? Those Cardinals are still in it. What are they, five out, six?
Well, they're two out of the wild card.
Okay, so they're kind of out of it. Yeah, I think they got a shot. We'll be right back.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Online at carpetsbyosborne.net. Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad next to Tire World.
Hey, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. We're on Broad Street next to the Harley dealer in Murfreesboro.
We sell our vehicles at bargains 50 to 80% below what they sold for new, inspected, certified, warranty approved, every vehicle on our lot. Financed as low as 2%. If you got bad credit, you come see us. We will fix you up. We love to help people with bad credit. See our website, evansautoexchange.com, or give us a call, 895-6990.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
Hi, I'm Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris. We should all want to live in a blessed city, full of opportunities, hope, happy families, and friendly people. Join me in doing something in someone's life that's timeless, priceless, effortless, and transmittable. Be an encourager. Smile at someone today. I'm City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, and I hope that this message uplifted and brightened your day.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of information going on about Hurricane Irma, but boy, it is a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Couldn't be better.
73 degrees. Clark, you're an educator, like myself. Rod, you're an educator. Moon was full last night. Did you see any indication at school that the moon was full last night? You know, that old, you know, they say that when the moon's full, weird things happen in your building.
At McFadden, I would believe it.
Yeah, that's my school too, Wilson. I mean, I really believe that wholeheartedly. You know, some are worse than others, but It can be crazy. You know, I don't know, werewolves or I don't really
my
know.
My custodians say my school's haunted because they hear stuff at night all the time.
I got a kick. We had a principal's meeting there, and I got a kick out of Clark. He was talking about being the old gym. See, I played in that old gym and brought back all those memories, and I'm like going, gosh, that gym was so small. And we thought it was the biggest, you know, like gymnasium because it had the balcony and stuff. And our locker rooms were down in the basement, down through there. And I never forget in the sixth grade, I got into the game and I'm like, I'm freaking out. You know, it's like, oh no, I actually got to play. I was so nervous. And those gyms look so small now, you know. Now, is that gym original? I mean, is that, they really didn't change the width of that at all. That's the gym. I used to run those laps, those killer drills, and I'd sit there huffing and puffing. I'd think, man, it was just like maybe three steps. and the gym is to the back now,
yes.
The new gym. Okay. Yeah. That's not interesting. I just wanted to let you know. I was going to announce in the principal's meeting, I averaged 2.3 points a game here at the old McFadden gym.
Yeah, but how many rebounds in that one game?
No, that was John Coleman.
Oh, okay.
John Coleman had a cafeteria. The gym was in the cafeteria. And I had a breakup with my girlfriend who was in the seventh grade. And I pulled down. Well, see, now it's 63 rebounds. realistically, I think I had like 15. I really did. I was mad. So I was playing out of my mind. Coach said, you played a good game. I went, I know. If I could just have another girl I could break up with in next week's game.
Figured this game out now.
Yeah. Just got to be mad.
Well, Rod knows all about that. Coaching all those years. Well, I guess all three of y'all. You just never know. I mean, sometimes those things affect the players, don't they? Personal things.
It's worse if you have girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're totally.
We've all coached girls.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a breakup. It could affect the whole team. I mean, it's a shutdown, a complete shutdown. You know,
but everybody's crying on the bench. What's going on?
Yeah, half the team's crying,
and you don't have any idea why. You know. Well, you know, Brian. You know, I used to have Miss Dot Baird.
Right.
Ago when I coached girls, and it was always good to have a woman that could go in there and work iron out problems and everything before you even had to go in to do a halftime speech or something like that. But it's just crazy times, and but seeing that old gym, it brought back a because I have not really been in the building since I guess mid 70s. I was there for I've been in the front office. I don't think I've ever been back in the library and actually sit down. And I kept looking up, staring at those balconies. It was awesome. I'm glad I got to go. I guess I'll get to go a few more times this year.
About five more.
I'm gonna take a tour next time.
Okay.
After it's over. So I used to have class upstairs. Still have an upstairs, don't we?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Fourth, let's see, seventh grade, Miss Flood. Mr. Johnson was principal back in those days, Donnie's dad. It was great, some great times. He used to paddle back in those days too, Clark. Whoa.
That was great times too, wasn't it?
No. Mr. Johnson got me one time good, and I was just laughing at somebody who was paddling. He went over there and grabbed me and said, you think that's funny? Watch this, you know. But anyway, those are bygone, you know, a long time ago. So anyway, let's talk a little baseball. Clark, you were talking, you had a list of the wild card, and I guess really that's about all that's left to play for at this point. And Rod's Cardinals are still there. Your Reds are gone. My Braves are gone. But the Cardinals have a realistic shot.
Two games out's not bad, and I just don't see Colorado, you know, maintaining that pace for the rest of the season.
Does their schedule, Rod, the Cardinals, are they going to play like the Yankees or something that they know that means nothing? Is their schedule
Their
favorable?
Schedule is a light schedule, the weaker teams.
That's good.
I think Cubs only had an easier schedule in the last part. It's one of those strange years right now where half Memphis Redbirds, and it's been a good thing for them, both pitching, hitting, and because we have Wong out, Jerko's out, Carpenter's out, and they're still winning because these young kids have come in and have a lot of energy, and it's, you know, just there's a lot of life and there's a lot of competition going on.
Well, after today, the rest of their games are all in division. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Chicago, Milwaukee.
So they need somebody to beat Colorado. Need Colorado to stumble, and then they take care of business. They got a shot.
Well, I hope Colorado keeps playing Arizona.
They need to beat Milwaukee, too. Do the Cardinals play Milwaukee?
Yes.
They need to beat
them. I think the last series of the season.
Yeah, they really got to take care of them. Well, yeah. They're 2.5 back, right? This is a half game behind the Cardinals.
They're right.
So, who knows? I've seen stranger things. You know, the Cardinals get in the playoffs, and they become a different team altogether. You know,
that's usually the only way we're successful in the playoffs, is we come in limping.
Yeah. Do you like the wild card, the one-game wild card game? Or did you like go back to the old when it was like best three out of
best
five?
Mm-hmm.
I think best two out of three would be, to me,
at least
for the wild card.
That. Yeah. It really wouldn't take that much longer to play it because two games would be at home, so you wouldn't even have to have a day off. Just be the travel day to go to the other site, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's in the American League now, that's not quite as many teams that could – well, there. Well, how many were there? Yeah. That's one that's got about seven teams.
Seven teams within 3.5 games.
And who would have thought the Los Angeles Angels would be in the talk of that?
And they're half out.
Yeah,
it's a wild card.
Yeah, you got a good manager though. You do a lot with that. So, oh me, that's something else. Weather's starting to get ready for fall too, isn't it? I mean, it's just perfect. The Braves play tonight after our show, and Ronald Acuña, Brian, was named the Minor League Player of the Year for all the minor leagues, not just the Braves minor leagues, all the minor leagues. Five tool, just Rod, you seeing my hand up there? Five tool player. I'm getting excited. All the pitching's in Double A. They got one more year. All the pitching's in Double A. The real studs are in.
So
AA.
When are we going to see it?
2019.
SunTrust
part of them, Park. You'll see part of them 2018. They'll start coming in 2018. You'll see Mike Soroka. Just remember these names, Brian. Mike Soroka. Freed is already there, and he pitched great the other day against the Cubs. And I'm trying to think of the other guy, Anderson. And then I think probably his name's Wentz, and then Weitzel and Wilson. They're the three W's. Remember that, Brian. Cincinnati's got also a team that's, I think, going to see some better times in the next couple of years as well. They've got a good young core. They need some pitching.
They just keep trading everybody away, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're afraid to pay anybody.
We went by their stadium when we went to Ohio for the Riverdale game, and Brian got to see the stadium. I missed it, but Brian got to see the stadium. It's a great little place to play, though. Got to have pitching, though, don't you, Rod?
That's the name of the game.
Don't have pitching, you don't go anywhere.
And especially, you tell the teams that are really struggling now, their relief pitching has really dropped off. And as teams are going through, they get to the relief pitching, and it's just a whole different ball game. Those that their relief pitching is getting stronger, they're the ones that are really successful towards the end.
You know, we talked, was it last time we talked baseball about how they use the relief pitchers in the playoffs and in the World Series? That's scary. I mean, if a guy can't go, you know, they're not even going five innings anymore in those World Series games. I don't really care for that, I don't think. You know, you've got the Hendricks kid from Chicago was lights out and pulled after five, almost cost the Cubs.
They were very fortunate.
Yeah.
And they did wear out Chapman.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled this year some, hadn't he, with the Yankees?
He really hasn't been the same since then.
No. And the other guy, Andrew Miller, he's been hurt for most of the year with Cleveland. Crazy stuff. Brian, I can tell that we're in the baseball conversation because you completely left us. So,
did you say anything?
Okay. Well, I guess I had to cover baseball.
Well, we can segue. You've been talking about the weather. You talked about going to the Riverdale game.
Yeah.
So how was the Riverdale game and the weather Friday night?
For sportscasters trying to get a hamburger,
it was the most important thing.
The conditions were horrendous. There was no protection. You couldn't protect yourself from the wind. The wind was whipping the rain, and it was terrible. In fact,
bun got soggy.
At one time, the bun got soggy, and at one time, I really almost gave up, and I almost went to the barbecue stand that was over there next door just to get out of the weather. But once we got in the booth, it was fine.
Yeah. But it was very wet for the spectators. I mean, it was just not a good night for football.
But I was proud of the crowd, weren't you?
Both sides had really good crowds. Siegel had a good crowd come with them, and Riverdale had a great home crowd. And, you know, I understand that, other places had pretty decent crowds as well that, were home. So that's good to see. And, you know, because these teams count on that money that they make from those events to support the program. So it was good to see all of those out there, but it was just not it was a miserable night. However, I do think that the Cane Ridge Laverne game had to be 10 times as miserable, because they played that on Thursday, and there were at least two or three delays in that game because of tornado warnings. So they had to stop play. There was no lightning, but there were delays because of that. And it was just a torrential downpour. I mean, just falling in buckets, two or three inches an hour, and they played in that mess. So it could have been worse.
Well, Riverdale's field must have been in decent shape, because the runners, you know, they still got quite a bit of yards. Savion had over 200 yards.
Mm-hmm. What was surprising, Clark, was very few turnovers, very few fumbles or anything. I mean, it was really a pretty clean game. Considering
the biggest problem was a kicking, especially with mm-hmm. the extra points and all. Most of them went through the guy's hand that was the holder, probably partly because they've been cold and all. They've been having it, because a lot of the quarterbacks received the long snap anyway in their offense.
That was a big win for Riverdale, though, Brian. I mean, in terms of, you know, where they're trying to finish and – you know, those first four spots, trying to get to those first four, that was a huge win over a pretty good Siegel team.
Well, to me, if you look at the region, you've got Blackman and Oakland who are going to play for one and two when they play in a couple of weeks. And then you've got – that leaves two more spots. Well, you've got two Rutherford County teams, and you've got a pretty good Cookeville team. So there are really three teams probably in the mix for two playoff spots. Well, Riverdale getting a victory over one of those in that pair of three really helps them, because you've got to win two of those three games. And so they've got one of them. The Cookeville game will be big. The Cookeville game will be big for Siegel. If Siegel can beat Cookeville and Riverdale beats them, well, there's your 3-4. So, I mean, I think it's just going to work out that way. So that was one that both of those teams really needed to win to put themselves in a better playoff spot. So Riverdale did that and was able to accomplish it.
The other games around, the weather affected some of them, but Blackman rolled pretty convincingly in their win. Stewart's Creek waited till Saturday to play, and they had a win, which was big for them. Let's see, where else am I? Middle Tennessee Christian School played pretty well in their game against Kings Academy. But let's talk about the Eagle win. That was one of the biggest wins, not only of the season, but of their history, really. I mean, you know, beating Forest is something they look forward to, and where they can pull it off, and they barely escaped it with an extra point in overtime and won 21-20. So a big win for Coach Walker and his bunch.
Absolutely. You know, you wonder, talking about the rain and what he was talking about earlier, did the rain cause the missed kick? You know, so, I mean, that's always tough, but that's just everybody's playing in it, so it's there for everybody. So, yeah, undefeated, heading to Lewis County. They're undefeated this Friday night, so Coach Tollett feels pretty confident in his coach and his team coming up Friday night, so he's excited.
And Lewis County, Rod's been tough the last few years.
Yes, I mean, traditionally, you just look – I was kind of interested in 2A. I had a grandson that played 2A, won state title at Peabody in Trenton. And so I kind of kept track of that, and they were always in the playoffs. So they're one of those tournament-tested teams. And so this is going to be one of the toughest games that they have in their district. But hats off to Ethan Cobb. He's now, first 2 years, as a freshman sophomore, he really put up some numbers on passing, but he's putting up numbers on running also. They pretty much he passed for the touchdown, you know, late in the fourth quarter to tie the game, and then when they won, when they got their overtime, it starts at the 10, and in two plays he had it in the end zone. And from what I heard, the coach said that's the only person I was going to give the ball to. I mean, he's gotten to that point where he's at a dual threat and really a leader, and big win. They lost 4 years in a row to Forest. and Forest has always been, seemed to have their number, and it's always good to get over that hump when you have something that's always been a problem for you to get through.
I got tickled. I was listening to Brian's interview with him on Saturday, and Brian said, they're always, Forest is always big. They're always big. And Coach Walker laughed. He said, always big. But they just, well, they grow them on, they potatoes and corn or something. I forgot what it was.
Well, I asked him if, you know, he knew what they had in the water down there. Because, they just always have size that teams at that level don't necessarily have the luxury of having kids, of, you know, that are that big year in and year out. So that was a tough game. And if you look at their schedule, not only Forest last week, and I think maybe on a dry field it may not have been as close, because Eagleville maybe would have been able to establish the run a little more and kind of wear those big guys out a little bit more and earlier. But they've got a huge test with Lewis County this week, and that one's even – I mean, that's back-to-back two really right. critical yeah. games.
I always worry about 2A, 1A teams, you know, because of the chance of an injury. You take Middle Tennessee Christian School. Their season has kind of changed a little bit. Now, they may overcome it and bounce back. In fact, I think they get their backup quarterback back this week, do they not? So that's going to help them. And, you know, if you were trying to pick this game, that might be a pretty tough game to pick. You know, if you're thinking about it and don't know and you're wavering on one side or the other, I wouldn't want to influence you by this information I'm giving you. But
I'm going to change it right now.
But they can overcome it. But, again, injuries – you just pray for Eagleville that they don't lose Cobb or anything but through injuries, because that can just change your whole season.
And then small level, you lose a guy maybe on – he's an important player on offense, but he may be a key player on defense too, because many times they do multiple positions. Could even be a kicker, you know. So you lose a whole lot when you lose one person sometimes.
Well, that's true. I really hadn't thought about that. You know, kicker, punter, you know, a good runner – plays defense. Sometimes they play defense. You lose a defensive spot.
Yeah, well, especially the further down in class you go.
Right.
You know, and for MTCS, for instance, they may have, you know, a roster of probably 30 would be pushing it. And so you've got kids that do play both ways. They play offense and defense. And, you know, one injury could just be devastating. And you add that on top of that being your quarterback, and then everything else that kid does, and then your backup goes down, you know, and that really, really makes it tough. And I think that's the hole that MTCS has had to try to climb out of. This is a good week to get your backup quarterback back, going to Concord Christian, which is in Knoxville, and just near the Farragut area, and a good opportunity to maybe pick up a win and do that on the road. And when you have the ability to get even and see if you can get something rolling at that point, because momentum can take you a little bit, and I think that's maybe a recipe for MTCS to have some success despite the injury.
And they've still got some guys. They're big on the line. They've got some good defensive players. So
playmakers.
Yeah, they do. So good
the
luck to them.
A good runner.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. If we come back, I want to talk not only high school, but when we come back, let's talk about the Middle Vandy game. You know, we all picked Vandy in that game, but I think we were hoping for a different result.
At least a better showing. Coach Stock was real disappointing.
We'll take a break. Come back with more of Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Community involvement is very important.
That's Andy DeGraw.
We feel like it's our obligation and duty to give back and support the community that supports us. Don't go to the 800 numbers. Don't go to the national websites, because the more community involvement we get, the more we can give back.
Entersource.
615-815-1800 and online at entersource.tv.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door and hope you find the customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Las Casas Feed Supply caters to all homeowners with a quarter acre to several acres, focusing on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
And yes, you can even get milk from the MTSU dairy at Las Casas Feed Supply, the best milk in town. Las Casas Feed on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
We're back. Primetime Sports here on a Thursday night. Clark Blair, Rod Edwards, Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Steve Luker missing. We need to get an alert for Steve Luker. We don't know where he is. I'm a little worried. Did he just forget?
You're asking me? I mean, I don't know.
But you sent out the pick thing, you know, where you decided. I did. Everybody got one.
And I sent it to Hank.
Yeah, you sent it to Hank.
That's when it comes up, I think. It's his email address.
Oh, Lord.
Hank Luker. And that is, I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I'll probably let the cat out of the bag.
He's got 25 minutes, basically, to get his picks in.
Somebody may want to text him. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm in first place. Why would I want to text him?
I turned myself in. I'm not texting him.
But it's going to be if we don't do this, it's going to be in the hands of the commissioner to make a decision. And then he's got to stand up and go, you're going to be 0-9. I don't think the commissioner.
He would have to.
Who's the NFL commissioner again? What's his name?
The $30 million man?
Yeah, what's his name?
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, Goodell. Are you going to be the Roger Goodell of Pigskin Picks?
No, I kind of fashion myself after Paul Tagliabue.
Fashion myself, okay. Oh, me. Anyway, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let y'all get started in this conversation. Well, I'll text him.
I'll do that.
You're going to text him?
Yeah, I'm the commissioner. I'll take care of that. Don't worry yourself over that. I'll see.
Well,
where
I do
at.
Have some big picks to make tonight. A lot of them.
Boy, they're tough this week.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Carry on.
Let's talk about MTSU. Vandy, we were talking off air. You know, Vanderbilt looked big and strong and quick and
un-Vandy-like.
That's right. You know, because going into that game, I was very leery about picking Vandy. You know, I know we all picked him, but did you have a lot of confidence in that pick at the time when you picked it?
I was expecting a close game.
Yeah.
MTSU score a lot of points and.
I was thinking 31-28 at least or something like that, and somebody would come up and win. But they totally dominated that first half, Rod.
They did. And I was expecting, well, at least we would score, but our defense, based on last year, would not be able to hold them. And so we'd come out on the wrong end of the scoreboard. But their defense, their offense was really sharp. Their defense was really tough, put a lot of pressure on our quarterback.
You were there. Do you agree that the Vanderbilt looked big?
I think
you said they did look like an SEC team.
Their offensive line, I mean, all of our defensive line, we were below their chin straps of every one of them. I mean, just huge guys. But their linebackers were a good size. They weren't heavy, but they were a tall enough that they were very lean and very quick. And all their cornerbacks, we looked at them, are 6 foot or more. You know, sometimes you don't get that on a pro team.
Yeah. Stockstill's got to have time to throw, though, Clark. I mean, he's going to have more time.
I mean, he literally took, you know, he wasn't taking a five-step. He was taking a three-step drop looking to throw, and they were on him. And he was having to throw off his back foot. And Coach Stockstill, dad, either way you want to say it, was not happy at the press conference. I mean, Brent said it himself. He said it was embarrassing. And you know, I felt sorry for him because he literally had no time.
Yeah.
No. And ones he did complete were just he caught it and threw it immediately, and the guy really hadn't gone anywhere. He just stepped out. So you're catching the ball, you're behind the line of scrimmage, and we weren't getting able to break anything because of their quickness.
And you know, they scored the touchdown, then they missed the extra point, which kind of takes the life out of you a little bit if you're thinking about coming back. You know, you finally scored a touchdown, and then you can't convert the extra point. You know, just kind of one of those games that wasn't your night. And plus, I thought Vanderbilt played extremely well. Now, if this is the Vanderbilt team that is going to go play the rest of the year defensively, they're better than they were last year, if that's indeed what it was like. Now,
the one
it may
thing
not
I,
be.
One thing they were lacking is their running.
Uh-huh.
I was really
was
shocked
their
that
strength.
Webb did yeah. not get a lot more yardage than what he got.
I think what it went up with 45 or
something.
Something
like that in several attempts.
24 carries, 49 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of carries.
It's unusual for them to depend on the passing as their way of moving the ball. But that was impressive.
And Shermer passed it around, threw it to tight end a couple of times for big gains. I was pretty impressed. And we're gonna see just how well, I guess, as the both of them, I think, what MTSU's at Syracuse.
They're on the road again. They've got a tough start
yeah,
to their
do.
Season.
They do. And then Vandy plays host Alabama A&M, I believe.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting. Now let's switch gears quickly to the UT Georgia Tech game.
I cannot take another year of surviving. I did it last year.
You've got to have a strong heart.
I mean,
man.
I was glad. I'll take the win, but. Oh, my goodness. It was miserable, miserable, miserable. Okay, please hang on, hang on, hang on. It was just like last year.
And
the defense is not an SEC-quality defense. They could not stop Georgia Tech.
And they know pretty much what they're going to run. I mean, you know, you just get in there and you got to dig. I mean, it's, what gets me – let's take a look at the quarterbacks, okay? We, you know, we've got a new quarterback. How was the quarterback performance?
First half, D minus at best. Second half, B plus. I mean, he improved. He got comfortable. He had time. You know, I thought he did a much better job. He threw a lot of balls that were hard to catch behind receivers, which wasn't very good. But, you know, I think for first game, jitters, I thought he did a good job in the second half.
And he lost his number one target, Jennings. And the guy that replaced him, and it was Caldwell, really had a good game. And made some great catches and was able to move the ball when he did catch it.
It makes you wonder how they're going to fare the rest of the year if they don't get some defensive situations worked out, right?
Yes.
Well, you won't see, and they're glad, they in their press conference, they don't never want to see Georgia Tech and their type of offense again.
Well, I've seen them play the military schools, which are all same type of offense, and they've had trouble even then, like with Air Force, and they really struggle with that type of offense.
Well, we get to the end of the season. I'm going to say Georgia Tech, they'll be 8-4, 9-3. I mean, they had a lot of people missing from their squad that could have been playing in that game. And so, Paul Johnson knows what he's doing. He runs that offense. He watches, seen him making those adjustments. So,
he hits you with that long pass.
Yeah, I was glad to escape.
You know, there are going to be some people that are going to be not happy with Butch Jones if we keep playing games like this. Not the fact that even if we win, I still think that we're not winning big. We're barely escaping. That was kind of what happened last year at the beginning of the year. Then the injuries happened, and then you could really see the weaknesses. Have they done anything from what you can see that can fix some of the defensive problems? Is there anybody out there? I mean, is it just a one-game kind of thing?
Well, I think, you know, of course, this week, Indiana State, you won't learn anything there. Then we're going to Florida. That'll be the new measuring stick for Tennessee this year, which it always is. And, you know, but I can remember being up there last year and them struggling early and fans booing. I mean, I remember booing them off the field at halftime, you know, against Appalachian State and those teams. They should just be, you know, paving right through. So, but we'll see.
The booing may start if they don't blow out Indiana State.
It very well may.
Especially, you know, being at home. We're going to take a break, and when we come back...
He's been found.
Oh, is that where you've been?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Did he
have a reason?
I was going to go do my commissioner thing, and, you know...
Did he have a reason?
He did have a reason.
Was it acceptable to the commissionership?
Yes, he had to work.
Hmm.
They had a middle school game tonight, I guess, that got hosting.
Right,
they were home game.
Is there anything?
They were probably rained out Tuesday unless somewhere.
I mean, as one of the pigskin pickers, I just want to know why he's allowed to, you know, be able to squeeze in his picks at the last minute like that. Are you going to do the same for me if I'm running late like that?
Well, when you have your spaghetti supper, yeah, I guess.
No, you're going to be there at my spaghetti supper. Wilson Elementary, 1545 Cutoff Road, November. I can't remember the date. First week of November.
So is Steve on the chronic absentee list?
I think so.
Well, this is Attendance Awareness Month, isn't it? Something like that.
It is.
Yeah, and has he missed? Is this his second show to miss? I think so.
Because, I mean, if you miss more than 10%, you go on the chronic absentee
list. Yeah, we're going to have to put him on there. Yeah.
I mean, call his mother.
Rod's been here more than he has, and he's a fill-in. Hey, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got Pigskin Picks, some other stuff to talk about here as we continue with Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees.
I'm Attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So that good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. The best pizza in Murfreesboro turns 50. That's right, Sir Pizza is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and it's time to rediscover the Sir Pizza difference at one of their three local locations. The freshest ingredients cut into square slices. It's thin crust heaven. The King's Feast, Royal Feast, all of your favorites are available on East Main Street, Memorial Boulevard between the VA and SportsCom, and on South Church at Veterans. Sir Pizza, celebrating 50 years.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. There's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete,
615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Mirthville Boulevard.
Jeff Mullins here with us, and Jeff, you've got all kinds of wedding bands for any taste.
We've got 10 karat, 14 karat, 18 karat platinum. We have them in white, yellow, and also rose gold. What they call alternative metals. We've got the titanium, tungsten, ceramic, even Damascus steel.
Trust me, you'll find the perfect wedding band at Jay Mullins Jewelry.
352 West Northville Boulevard in the Heritage Shopping Center next to CJ's Restaurant.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust, they put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza.
Hi, this is Krista Dugash with Fleet Feet Sports in Murfreesboro. Fleet Feet Sports is passionate and committed to empowering the health of our communities through continuous training of our staff, who not only provide epic service, but superior knowledge and an unmatched fit process. We prove that our customers are our number one priority every time. Fleet Feet Sports, your locally owned and operated running specialty store. You can check us out now at two locations, Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro by Carrabba's, or you can visit us at Fleet Feet Sports Mount Juliet in the New Providence area.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is highlighting Riverdale running back Savion Davis, who had 29 carries, 201 yards, and two touchdowns. 2 weeks in a row, 200 yards or more. He is our highlight from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. And defensively for the Eagleville Eagles, it was Henry Martin, their linebacker who had five tackles and a sack, the leading defender in the county. We're going to highlight those two gentlemen from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA, whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, the doctors and staff at TOA are here for you online at TOA.com.
Time now to return to Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees. And we now have Steve Luker's picks, so guess we can go to Pigskin Picks. Brian?
Well, it is that time. You ready for the report from the week that was?
Quite an impressive week.
It was an impressive week. We had two, 10 games. Two pickers go 10-0.
Thank you.
The other one is not here.
Yep. Thank
Steve
you.
Steve Luker.
Just want to thank you guys.
And
for,
John Dinkins.
You know, and your morality issue was awesome, Clark. I appreciate your honesty.
10-0 was tough to give up.
I'm sure. In fact, at the end of the year, if it's a tie between you and Brian, I think you ought to win the championship. I do. Just because it's
are
you
got to
do something. You got to do something moral.
That applies to you too, but you and John.
Oh yeah, I'm not moral. I got to do something moral to be in the hunt there.
See, 9-1 for Clark Blair, for Brian Barrett, and for Rod Edwards.
Hey, where does it say that the fill-in guy gets to talk to the host like that? Can I put that in my contract? No fill-in guy. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
Season results so far. Clark Blair, Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Steve Luker, all tied at 23-5. Rod Edwards at 22-6, one game back. It is a close race. I guess we're nearing the third of the season mark, but we've got a bunch of games tonight.
I was considered out of it last week. That's how quickly it changes, isn't it?
Oh, well,
that's 10-0, just yeah.
Someone who is not moral but very touchy maybe would think that.
I think you mentioned it several times last week. I was like in the bottom. There, you know.
Cellar.
Yeah, the cellar. The cellar, that's exactly what you said.
That's where you were.
Let me take this. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Let's see what you say this week about
okay.
me. Okay, go ahead.
Spring Hill is at Riverdale. Let's see. We'll go Clark and John, then Brian, then Steve, then Rod.
So we got 3-0 Riverdale, 3-0 Spring Hill.
Yep.
Spring Hill's number 7 and 4A. Going up to 6A, big boys. Going with the Warriors.
Warriors at home. All right. John, where do you think you might like to go here?
Undefeated. I'm hanging with the undefeated there on the Riverdale.
All right. Both of these teams undefeated.
I know. I'm just saying. Riverdale's undefeated. I'm going with
this
the undefeated.
This is my time.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
But I do think the difference in classification will make a big difference here, so I'm going with Riverdale as well. Steve Luker goes with Riverdale. And Rod?
Spring Hill.
you're hoping. 3-0, 3-0. Two outstanding
runners. That's
right.
They're undefeated, y'all.
We've run that into the ground. Davion Smith, two straight games with over 200 yards. Dante Smith. From Spring Hill. He's a Georgia Tech commitment. Tennessee likes Georgia Tech. And he had over 300 yards last week, but he doesn't have the line that Riverdale has.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the difference.
I mean, I think the big difference was Riverdale's offensive line took control of the game with Siegel, and they're not going to have the line that even matches Siegel. So I have to go with Riverdale.
Smyrna is at Blackman. That is our broadcast game this week as well. It's a non-league game, Clark.
Well, Smyrna took it on the chin last week, and I'm afraid they're going to do it again, so I'm going Blackman. Non-power play, Steve Luker.
John, what about you?
I'm going with Blackman. That is my power play.
That's your power play pick?
That is correct.
All right. So that's John's power play pick. I'm going with the Blaze. Steve went with the Blaze. And Rod?
I got to go with Fire. I'll go with Blaze.
All right. So Blaze there. Republic is at Oakland.
This could get ugly. Republic has scored 6 points so far this year, and I don't believe they'll score 6 tomorrow night. Going with the Patriots.
John?
Power play for the Oakland Patriots.
Now, is that your power? I thought you... Oh, okay. That's your power play. I got you. All right. John's power play.
I'm struggling with that. Really.
So what about you? Oakland? Republic?
Oakland.
All right.
Oakland.
Steve goes with Oakland as his power play, and so do I. My power play pick is Oakland. And Rod?
I will go with the Oakland JV over Republic. And that is my power play.
Power play pick. All right. So we got all those out of the way. They're pretty quick. So we go to Antioch at Siegel. Stars looking to get back on the winning track.
And they will. Going with the Stars.
John?
You know, Clark, you're really kind of solid on that, aren't you? They got to have it. Siegel. They got to have it. They need it.
Yeah. Steve goes with... Siegel, I will as well.
Well, I'll have to go with Siegel. I think their running game and their passing game will be clicking on all cylinders next week.
Yeah, that's going to be a biggie for them, I think. So that takes us to the next game, Stewart's Creek at Brentwood. And didn't really talk about this a whole lot, but Stewart's Creek on Saturday, that was a huge win over Overton. Brentwood's a kind of a different cookie here, though, but congrats to Coach Martin on that big win.
2-0 in their district.
Yeah, and that's huge right now. Stewart's Creek at Brentwood. Clark?
I'm going to have to go with the Bruins on this one.
And John?
Bruins.
I'm going with the Bruins. Steve goes with the Bruins. And Rod?
Possibly the top team coming out of the West. The state tournament.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're very balanced. Beat Cane Ridge, beat them by over 20. And Cane Ridge is supposed to be a very good team, so I have to go with the Bruins.
Better watch out for Whitehaven out that way, too. But I think from Middle Tennessee, the Bruins may be one of the teams to beat. A tough pick right here, I think. Laverne at Lebanon.
The battle for the Ophirs. But yep. I believe Laverne will get their victory Friday night. They need it.
Quarterback's back. I'm gonna say this is their last stand. You know, they got to get this win.
So Laverne for John. Steve Luker goes with the Blue Devils of Lebanon.
Wow.
Trying to pick up a game there, pal.
Yeah. Or get behind. I may tie him.
Gosh, Rod, calm down. Rod is into this, buddy.
So I want to share the basement.
He's tired of being in the cellar.
It's hard.
Have somebody else there with me.
So which L are you going with?
I will go with Laverne. I think Anthony Connor is going to make a difference.
Now, you do know Laverne are heartbreakers. I mean, you know.
But so is the Devils.
Yeah. I mean, Trousdale County, which is a good program, beat Lebanon. Yeah. And they've lost also to McGavick, Mount Juliet. So it's Laverne's turn.
Wolverines for me. I forgot to pick in there. Eagle Bowl at Lewis County. Tough one here as well for
maybe,
the Eagles,
maybe
Clark.
A football hit Luker in the head while he was, you know, doing these on his phone. You know, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe so. Not a lot of faith. This, to me, is the toughest pick of the week.
Yeah.
I think a dry field and Ethan Cobb, I'm going to go with Eagle.
Eagleville for Clark. John?
Really?
I'm going for Coach Tollett because Coach Tollett says, we got this. He told me yesterday at the principal meeting, we got this. You got a quarterback, you can win. He's got one.
I was sitting by him. I didn't feel that aura, but maybe it was there. Maybe it was there. I didn't ask him.
I was scouting before you got there.
Yeah, so that's how you win. Okay. Man. At Lewis County.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the tough part.
It's a little drive. I had to go against him, but I think I'm going to stick with it. What's Lewis County? You know, Rod. You always know.
They're undefeated.
Yeah.
They were 9-3
I think I'm
last
going
year.
With Lewis County. I don't want that to happen, but, you know.
Well, Steve Luker goes with Eagleville. I am going to go with Lewis County at home in a tight one.
Lewis County's coach was inducted to the Hall of Fame along with David Martin from Stewart's Creek. And they're just tradition. They're at Lewis County. I would go with Lewis County.
Middle Tennessee Christian School travels to Concord Christian. Clark?
Well, I've stuck on their bandwagon, lost a couple, but I'm going to stay with them, Middle Tennessee Christian.
John?
Cougars.
Steve goes with the Cougars. I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee Christian School as well. Rod?
I'll go with Cougars.
Sound effects and all. To the college ranks, Middle Tennessee travels to Syracuse.
Oh, Rodney.
Clark.
I think Middle will play better, but I don't think they can pull it out up there with the Qs.
John?
What's the game again?
Middle at Syracuse.
See, I just kind of – I'm in first place, but I don't even listen half the time. I'm going – who'd you go with, Clark?
Syracuse.
Yeah, me too.
Steve goes with Syracuse. I'm going to go with the Orangemen.
I think that's a hard place to play anyway. Yeah. And they got artificial turf up there, and they wear the orange. Okay.
Rod?
I have to go with the Orangemen.
Syracuse there. Indiana State is at UT to take on the Volunteers. Clark?
Staying with that group of Orangemen.
All right. UT. John?
If he ever loses a championship, which he may never. Clark may never lose a championship. But if he does,
that's going to be why.
It's going to be because of them.
But it is Indiana State.
Yes, it is. I'll go with the Vols.
And it's not basketball.
UT for John, for Steve, for me, and Rod.
I'll go with UT.
UT. All right. Alabama A&M is at Vanderbilt. Is there an upset? I don't know.
No. There's
not that. Not
all doors.
All doors in that one? John?
Yeah, but I don't know that they'll play that great.
I think they'll win?
I think they'll win, but it's Vanderbilt. And I think, you know, they'll be about 3-0 at halftime. You know, who knows? It's Vandy.
Steve goes with Vandy. I'm going to go with the Doors.
Oh, two in a row for them? Now I'm getting ready for your next pick. This is my favorite.
Yeah. Can't wait.
There we go.
What about you and...
Well, John will let me get in.
I'm sorry. We were so used to all your commentary on all these other notes you've had, we haven't really had time for me to say anything. Anyway,
Vandy really hurt you a lot in the past, haven't
Vandy has hurt me a lot.
I can tell that.
Well, I mean, I've been on this thing for years, and have they not hurt me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, John, it's good news. Vandy wins next week. Okay. On Saturday.
If not, can I roll your yard?
Okay. Now to the...
This is your Achilles right here.
I even thought about, let's just drop the NFL games. But anyway.
I'm with you on that.
Raiders take on the Titans at Nissan Stadium. Clark?
Going with the Raiders. As much as I hate to.
John?
I'm going with the Raiders, too. I don't think they're there yet.
Steve went with the Titans. I'm going with the Oakland Raiders. Rod?
I didn't see enough from the Titans during preseason to get me all excited yet, so I'll go with the Raiders based on last year's performance.
I agree. I
mean, well, there you go.
You know what? I didn't think they played enough. Mariota, I don't...
That's my biggest concern. I mean, they're going to have to throw because the Raiders are going to stack the line. I don't know if he even knows who his receivers are.
He didn't get very many snaps. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just don't feel good about this. Oakland's really good.
They've only kept five receivers, and two of them haven't played all preseason. Yeah.
And the tough thing about it is they really need this game because their first four games are
brutal.
Pretty tough, yeah. So, all right, that's Pigskin Picks for this week.
Indeed.
Are we saying goodbye? Adios?
No, we'll wrap up the show after
we'll be right back.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is. And at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Blue Raider football fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, there's no better place than Raider Tees. They don't have just a few items to choose from. Their showroom is full of polos, quarter zips, jackets, tees, sweats, and more. Raider Tees can certainly set your tailgate apart from others with tents, flags, chairs, and yes, even spatulas. For just about anything blue and white, it's Raider Tees. 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad behind Chewy's. Like Raider Tees on Facebook for specials and sales, and let's go blue!
I've got a friend who I depend on every day, who for years has made my world a brighter place.
A friend who turns on the lights, knows just what to do to warm up all the winter months and keep my summer cool. Every year, every day, every hour, Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and women's health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And we welcome you back. We're closing shop here tonight on a great show. We had a little bit of everything in this one. People can't say we didn't talk. We talked about everything except the Predators, who lost Ryan Ellis, by the way.
4 months. That's terrible.
So he's going to be
the guy they got from Pittsburgh is going to be out to start the season.
Yeah. So not off to a good start, Predators. Brian, Braves baseball coming up next.
Indeed.
And we've got football tomorrow night. I have no idea who's pitching for the Braves tonight. I'm trying to think.
Caught me off guard. I'll see if I can look.
I have no idea.
Trying to get it ready.
Lynn's pitching for the Cardinals.
Who?
Lynn.
Lance?
Lynn. Yeah, Lance.
Lance Lynn?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
Let's see. Newcomb.
You're trying to bait me, Rob, but I'm a Cardinal guy.
Showing you, I knew who my pitcher was.
I'm a Cardinal guy. Well, we're on a 6-man rotation. and Lance Lynn didn't have a 6.75 ERA either.
Newcomb.
That's right. Sean Newcomb. 2-8. Do you know how many wins Lance has? Okay. Anyway, Clark, appreciate you being in here tonight. We've got football tomorrow night. Smyrna at Blackman. Join us for that. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner on Saturday morning at 8. Airtime tomorrow night. Brian?
We'll be on the air at 6 with the Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show. And then we'll hit the airwaves at 6:30 with the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. Kickoff at 7 o'clock from the Inferno.
Rest up, Rod. It's your old stomping grounds tomorrow night. Familiar territory.
Yep.
We're going to tell you adios for the night. Stay tuned for Braves Baseball. For Clark Blair, Rod Edwards, Brian Barrett, this is John Dinkins, and the vacationing Steve Luker. So long, everybody.